Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you, too, Father, for your goodness to us, your grace to us, your drawing of us, O Lord, and for delivering us from this leftist war against your people and against this country. Thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. This is Faction Election War 1. We have one. Did you know that? We are one. And this is number 31. And the first revelation we're going to share is very neat. It's, we called it Alien Invasion and Independence Day. And Andrew Galinas got this on March the 10th, 2021. He said, in reality, my wife and I, along with our four children, lived in a 40-foot RV. 40 is the number of tribulation. For exactly 3 years to the day, it wasn't until we finished moving that we realized it was from 11-18-16 to 11-18-19. God has a thing with numbers. I don't quite remember how this dream began, but the first thing I can recall is my brother Ian commenting to me, saying, so I heard you nearly made the awful decision to move back into an RV. That sort of rubbed me the wrong way, and I replied, actually, I'd be back in one right now if I could just find a place I'd be allowed to park it. We also have had dreams of moving into a spiritual RV. In one way, it could represent the mobile tabernacle for the wilderness tribulation, because they needed a mobile temple. They were moving through the wilderness, right? And I believe Andrew's moving back into an RV speaks of him moving and parting or partaking in the spiritual RV with us. I then walked into what appeared to be my childhood bedroom to ponder the subject further. And as I lay on top of my bunk bed, I was fishing at the same time in my mind. Fishing. So the thing about the RV is followed with the fishing, right? Then I began to notice Ian was also fishing on a fishing simulator out in the living room. And we both kept getting bites the whole time. But I don't think either of us actually caught anything before we were interrupted. Okay. I tell you, the big harvest is coming down the road, folks. All these things that are happening are preparing people's minds for this harvest to come. Praise be to God. And we're going to reach out to bring souls into the kingdom by the grace of Almighty God. And we're about to go fishing in a big way in bringing the gospel to the world. And Andrew is coming to help us, I believe. But before this fishing trip comes a war. That's right. That's one of the preparations for the harvest is the war. Now, as I lay there, suddenly the sound of something tearing through the sky in the upper atmosphere began to rumble the house like huge fireworks going off. Sonic booms hit one after another. I quickly pressed up against the window that was alongside the bed, and I looked up, and I saw what I presumed at first to be a chunk of wreckage of a shuttle or possibly a meteor with a long tail of blue fire and the smoke falling out of the starry night sky. I quickly realized my first assumption was wrong when the bullet-like object now appeared to be steering itself through the air. I could now tell it was a metallic spacecraft, sort of in the shape of a bell, with a wavy frilled rim at the rear. Well, the shape of a bell could be a play on words. Bel was the dragon serpent that was worshipped by the Babylonians. But also, the deep state seems to be in possession of a triangular bell-shaped spacecraft, or many of them, I should say. My father and brother, who were out in the living room, were just as startled and bewildered as I was, asking each other, "What in the world is happening?" I began relaying what I was seeing back to them. Our fathers and brethren, those of our loved ones and those still sick in an apostate religion, will not understand what is happening when the invasion begins in earnest. We will have to explain many things to them once they have woken up. Amen. Most of the church doesn't know there's a war going on out there. And when you tell them, they think you're crazy because all they listen to is the mainstream media, and they keep everything quiet. Tamped down. No problems. It's all the right's fault. So on and so forth. Well, suddenly, another ship with the same design appeared over the town. It seemed like the mothership and was literally spanning and filling the entire night sky with its huge circumference, maybe the mothership. I also began to see dozens of other ships traveling in all directions. Well, we know Mystery Babylon is the mother of the harlots, you know. I know that that's usually only seen as a religious thing. But actually, Babylon in the United States has spread throughout the world. I'm talking about the Babylon deep state. It's spread throughout the world. It's entangled in many things, in every nation. And we expect a war from them. An overwhelming sense of urgency, or there's no time, fluttered into my being at that moment, and I rushed out to the hallway and shouted, "Everyone needs to get in here right now so we can pray." Well, really, as we're going to see, there's only one weapon that will work against these demon-empowered entities, just as in Revelation chapter 12. Only one method that's going to work. There's only one method that has worked up until this point. It's prayer and faith towards God. He has power over the devil. No one else does. All right. But as the words were still in my mouth, we heard a huge thud, and I looked back towards the window and learned that it was the sound of one of the ships touching down about a mile away. I jumped onto my bunk and hurriedly closed the sheer curtains, but continued to watch through them in astonishment, as there was now an endless army of horrible, pale, gray alien beings charging towards us. All right. We must rest and trust the Lord in these times to come. We cannot fight these enemies in the flesh. They will only be conquered through faith in the power of God and in prayer. And I'm talking about the aliens that have taken over our nation and expect to get it back, right? I could hear my father, as he watched the invasion from the living room, exclaiming in a hopeless sort of a way, "Oh no! They've got weapons. and are going to destroy everything and capture us all. Well, I believe that the Father here represents our earthly spiritual fathers from apostate religion who don't understand the continual Sabbath rest and how to exercise faith. They're going to panic and be captured or taken out. Spiritual fathers are, of course, the leadership of the apostate church, right? I remember desiring so badly to just have my children at my side, but the army was running so fast that I didn't even have time to gather them from around the house or even get a prayer out for that matter. Well, his concern is probably because the demon-possessed deep state prey on children, as the world is about to find out. Millions of them. The world is about to find this out. The foremost aliens began chucking baseball-sized grenade-like orbs ahead of their line towards any and every human-inhabited structure. And I knew that these were forced compliance devices that would render everyone essentially helpless. Well, I have to tell you that they already have that kind of a weapon, the deep state does, and it can even be fired from space, but it just neutralizes people, not necessarily kills them, it just knocks them out. Just as the beings were about to storm the house, I closed my eyes in the dream and then opened them and woke up in real life. And it was 6 a.m. Well, the alien invasion is the dragon, Satan's and his angels, which are demons, that possess the deep state people and are cast down to the earth in Revelation chapter 12 at the beginning of the tribulation. And the saints and their angels will be fighting with the deep state, who are possessed by the demon aliens. And, of course, the demon aliens will lose. Maybe not initially, but ultimately. Okay. Revelation 12, 7 through 13 says this, "And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world." And I mean the whole world. Even apostate Christians are deceived by this devil. Only the saints or sanctified ones are not deceived by this devil. And sanctified ones are in the minority in the what we loosely call the church. Okay. So he's the deceiver of the world and the worldly. And he was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Well, here they come. You know? "And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, Now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accuseth them before our God day and night. And they," that is, the saints, "overcame him." Let me say, most of the church knows nothing about spiritual warfare. They know nothing about their authority over the curse and those that administer the curse, which is Satan's angels or demons. They know nothing about this. Their leaders, relegated that to the past, you know, and made them all victims all of their life. But the saints overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. And, of course, their faith in the blood of the Lamb. They don't know anything about that either. And because of the word of their testimony, that's their confession, right? What you confess is you're speaking boldly of the things that you command to come to pass, right? And they loved not their life even unto death. So they were, you know, you don't have a weapon against the devil as long as you're in his camp. And if you're not walking the crucified life, you're in his camp. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil is gone down unto you, having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. Okay. Rejoice, O heavens, and ye that dwell in them. That's talking about the saints. Because in Christ, we are in heavenly places. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. If you're abiding in Christ, you are in heavenly places. The majority of the church is not abiding in Christ because they're not abiding in the Word. And they don't believe much of the Word. And they're disgusted with even reading the Word because of what their teachers have told them. And every time they read the Word, they get confused. So they quit reading the Word and listen to their leaders. That's idolatry. So, woe for the earth and for the sea, because the devil has gone down unto you having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. That's right. So there are unprotected people here. And they're going to find that out. They're going to wish they understood what the full gospel people believe and why they need it in this spiritual warfare in the end times. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. Amen. Well, you know, you remember the dragon first sought to devour the man-child and failed. The man-child was caught up to the throne of God, the throne of authority, which is the throne of David, which is over the church. And thank you, Lord, for that, because he's going to be needed. These people are going to be needed desperately in this time to come to teach the people how to fight a spiritual warfare, how to overcome sin. If you don't overcome sin, you know the devil can beat you and continue to beat you, right? I don't remember ever having UFO or alien dreams, he said, before, and I've never really been interested in the subject. I understand that extraterrestrials are actually interdimensional demonic beings. Yes, I do too. And the demons reside in the second heaven. This is my thought. The demons reside in the second heaven, which we know, but are like angels in the Bible. They're able to appear as fleshly beings like those who appeared to Abraham and Lot and were thought to be and called men, right? But they weren't men, right? They were angels, but they couldn't tell the difference. Can it happen here? It does happen here. Sometimes we entertain angels unawares. How can that be? Because they can appear any way they want to appear. And Andrew went on to say, I haven't watched an alien movie in more than a decade. So this is not the effects of him watching scary movies, you know. However, the aliens I saw in the dream had a very distinct head crest, sort of like the ones on a Triceratops dinosaur, and were identical to ones I had seen in a movie when I was a kid. I couldn't quite remember at first, so I thought maybe it was Men in Black. But then it suddenly occurred to me, Independence Day. All right. And I have been keeping up as best as I can with the broadcast, and the Independence Day theme jumped out to me. On top of the Revelation 12 demons, I think there could also be a connection to Joe Biden opening up the borders and letting innumerable swarms of illegal aliens in. And of course, he's bringing them in so they can vote for him and so that they can fight for the deep state Democrats. I asked the Lord for a verse by faith at random, and my finger landed on Psalm 39:1. I said, quote, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. Be careful what you say in these days. You can give authority or take it away. You can give authority to the angels or take it away. You can give authority to the demons or take it away. Be careful what you say. Agree with God's word. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are in my presence. That's a very good thing to do. You don't want to loose them on you. They're going to be hunting for right-wing people. And as my dad used to say, nothing gives a duck away like his beak. You know, you duck hunters know what I'm talking about. Oh, there he comes. You can hear him before you can see him. Yeah. So, and they can tell who you are when you open your mouth. So be careful what you say in front of these invaders. I asked for confirmation of it and landed on Matthew 22:32. I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. All right. Well, he is the God of our spiritual forefathers. So he is our God, and he will fight for us like he did for them. Let me just say that after President Trump goes back into office, the deep state will seek to save themselves. From what? They have no hope but to win this war. Trump is going after them, and he has said so, with the military, to arrest and to kill them with a vengeance, and all who were part of the deep state criminals. And you will discover how terribly criminal they are, most perverted bunch the earth has ever seen. So all who were part of the deep state criminals will be seeking to save their lives and have been planning war. And that's, of course, what they do. They start wars. They know how to start wars. They started wars all over the earth. They kept the wars going in order to have an income. That's right. They make money off of killing people. Babies, too. I've had several visions of us seeking to know which generals and admirals were rogues. In other words, they were actually on the other side, so we could do spiritual warfare against them. I think that happened to me 3 times. So God will use this to drain the swamp of the faction in the state and in the church. God's going to direct this force in any direction he wants to, like he directed the power of the destroyer as it flew over the Israelites who had the blood on their doorposts, and struck the Egyptians. Not just the Egyptians, but the firstborn in every house. Pretty particular power the Lord has in such a situation. And Independence Day, think about this. Independence Day was after a war was fought with the aliens, who lost. Right? The Red Sea was also when Pharaoh and his army went after the people of God and lost. The people had an Independence Day celebration on the other side when the Red Sea wave took down these aliens. Amen. So they celebrated on the other side, just as we shall on the other side. Right. So we've been seeing these parallels, you know, for some time. Now, here's a portion of Timothy Dixon's revelation, and we call this portion President Trump Back, War, Independence Day. Amen. Okay. And we'll leave a link to the full vision that he had there, okay? He said, God has heard the prayer of America. God's going to shake this world one more time. Yes, the Bible talks about that. Paul spoke about this, you know. Yet once more will I shake the heavens and the earth. So his words may have more meaning behind them than just natural and normal. He is going to shake this world in both physical and spiritual ways. God's going to shake the country, he said, by the power of the Almighty God. And when all this began here, I looked down and I saw a commotion after the power was being restored. The power being restored? So I know that they have discovered, hidden away in the deep state tunnels, free energy and free energy devices, which they've had and used in the tunnels underneath and the cities underneath for many years. And President Trump has talked about restoring our power, replacing our power, which is very dangerous, especially in the time of the coming of Planet X. Very, very dangerous, these nuclear reactors everywhere. And they want to restore and replace these with this free energy. Okay. God's going to put him, that President Trump, is who he's talking about, back in there. Hallelujah, he says. And I believe before July the 4th, he says. Okay. Well, I think it's possibly much closer than that. Maybe even the first week of April. Or even April the 1st. They've had plans to do this. Whether they stick to their time schedule or not, I don't know. They want to confuse the enemy, so they send out disinformation. I saw a piece in a dream, and I want to share this little piece of why I mentioned July the 4th. I saw something happen July the 4th that was just crazy, Timothy says. I saw an Independence Day being rejoiced all over the world. Wow, that's so cool. Yeah, this day represented the celebration of freedom from the British overlords as a type of freedom from the deep state criminal overlords. And they are worldwide. So why wouldn't the world celebrate their deliverance from these people? These people have killed all of the people that are actually qualified to be leaders of nations. I just heard again, I think it was a week or two ago, two Christian leaders were killed by the deep state for two different nations, of course, making way for their people, like they killed JFK to make way for their own people, and they got them in there. That's what they do. So Timothy says, hallelujah, freedom from the deep state criminal overlords. That's right. I saw a rejoicing, and what could that mean? I'm still praying on that one, but there's a little bit that's just fresh off the Holy Ghost. Okay. I saw the 4th of July, but then I looked down in this dream, and I saw a horse starting to ride. Well, this is the deep state faction and the church faction does not want to see this horse ride. I'm telling you right now. I saw a white horse, and it was coming. So he's looking down the road, and he sees it coming. It hadn't arrived yet, but it's coming, okay? And the white horse rider begins, of course, the tribulation. So I believe he was looking down the road and seeing the beginning of the tribulation. So Andrew says, God have mercy. It was moving across the world. It's not Andrew. This is Tim, okay? God have mercy. It was moving across the world, and I saw it like a flame. It made a loop all the way around the world a couple of times, and it crossed, and it went back the other way and started just circling until it had just crisscrossed the whole globe. So the ministry of the white horse rider is a ministry to the whole globe, just as the man-child ministry, who is ridden by the Lord himself and guided by the Lord himself, is going to do things on this globe, especially for saving God's people from the deep state. Remember, when David, who is a type of the man-child, went into office, he put garrisons in all the Edomite cities and kept them under control. He arrested them and kept them under control. And so it will be. The things that have been are the things that shall be. It crisscrossed the whole world, this white horse, and a man was riding, and he had a Bible in his hand. He had like the leather casing, and he was holding it up like that he had begun to ride, and the pages began to blow, and the pages began to blow out everywhere, and people were picking up the pages and were reading them. It was the Word of God. It was the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, again, he doesn't say how long after the 4th of July the white horse comes, but it appears to be close. The white horse rider that he saw coming begins the tribulation in Revelation 6, 1 and 2. It could even be the Feast of Trumpets. In other words, the first trump of the tribulation series, right? The first trump to the last trump, right? And trumpets begin the evening of 9/21/2021, I believe, and is for 7 days, which is Daniel's 70th week of the tribulation, in which each day is a year, okay? Ezekiel 45 and 25, does this mean the man-child will not come until the tribulation? No, it doesn't mean that at all. We've been shown and spoken it that the man-child comes just before the tribulation. But the white horse rider ministry begins the tribulation. And as a type, Jesus was anointed before he began his ministry. David also had a ministry to the people before he was crowned. Joseph had a ministry before he was crowned, etc., etc. So I say the man-child is here doing what the Bible says he will do. He is here. There is a stronger anointing coming, though, that's going to crown them, okay? So, here's another revelation, and we called it The Enemy is a Sisterhood. That's right. And this is Claire Pienaar's. She got this on December the 8th of 2020. Okay. Rian and I have been praying as David suggested. Act like we are at war for about 10 days now. Probably on the third day I received this dream and I forgot about it until now. Well, we're at war. I think a lot of people don't know that we're at war. The military under Trump is making war with the deep state, and they are making war against us. So, yep, it's going on. It's going to break out on the surface or more visible very soon. It is on the surface, but the media, they've controlled the media, and they pay the media, so the media doesn't even bring these things up. Okay. I dreamed I walked into a church, but on the inside it looked like a mosque. Arab Muslims factioned against their brother Israel exactly the same way as a faction in the church has turned against their chosen brethren. And it's also exactly the way a faction in our nation has turned against the nation itself. And the people who are more right-wing than people realize. And they are hating and killing their own brothers. So this is, you can see all three ways here. Okay. And there, he went on to say, or she went on to say, there was a Middle Eastern-looking man with a white turban on his head. And he was holding a woman at knife point around the neck, like a ransom gone wrong. The turban represents his own glory and fake purity, and he was smiling. Yes, the religious fanatics, right? He was smiling. Together, the factions of church and deep state threaten the lives of God's people if they do not meet their demands. This is their common way of dealing with people. They control like communists control. That's why they're so fond of communism and Islam. Okay. Because they're similar demons and maybe the same demons. He said these words, Al-Aqtia, which in Arabic is Arabic for sisterhood. Now, I'm not pronouncing it right, I'm pretty sure, but these two factions are bodies of people who are a sisterhood. And because they are kin, they have the same spirits, they do the same kind of works, they have the same lusts, so on and so forth. I heard the word in my dream and immediately knew what it meant, even though I don't speak Arabic. There is a sisterhood between the factious leftist deep state, who has an affinity for Islam and communism, and the body of the faction against the church. They are of the same evil spirits. Their way is meet our false demands or we will slander and assassinate you. Amen. In so many ways, you know, of course they have minions in the military who have access to, and in the CIA, who have access to weapons and things like that. And they were in control of all of it, believe it or not, but not anymore, by the grace of God. The factions of church and deep state communists are both thieves, liars, slanderers, and fornicators. It runs rampant among them. And, of course, all this in their efforts to take over the world. They want to rule over you. Have you ever noticed? The communists, they want to control everything. Yeah. And they don't know how to run a toy factory. I mean, when communists get in control, everything goes downhill. Everything goes downhill. The economy mostly crashes. It seems that there is a sisterhood who sacrifice the people of God, this is Claire's words, and are born of the beast. But now we know the word so that we can pray against it. All right? Yeah. Amen. Interesting that the Christian believers use the word brethren, and this is the opposite, a sisterhood, right? Everything the enemy does is opposite to us. There is a sisterhood between the faction against the United States and the faction against the church. Both of these factions are guilty of murder. These factions are thieves and squatters in a land that is not theirs. They have made up lies and slander to claim the land of the elect by stealing elections. But the people of God can't afford to meet their foolish demands and become slaves to communists. Well, we left the church as there was no reasoning with him. Well, as everyone can see, you cannot reason with factious demons. It's impossible. They are demons, and they are against you, and they are in control of the people that they're in. They are aliens, and the people that they're in have become aliens. They're just the body for the demons, right? And I could not give what he wanted in exchange for that young woman's life. And she said, we never give up Christ in us. That's the only hope of glory. Well, amen. We can't give up. They will kill some whom God permits. The best thing you can do to have a defense against them is walk holy before the Lord. I woke up and I remembered the word sisterhood in English, but could not remember the word in Arabic. I did a quick search and found it and instantly knew how to pronounce it. I wonder if I'll be able to read or understand and or interpret Arabic when required in the natural too. There's no reason to not have faith for this, as the transition from dream to natural was pretty easy. I was not sure which language it was, but when I saw the word written out in the list of language translations, I thought, aha, God is so good. Well, amen, I agree. God is going to equip us with supernatural abilities to communicate along with our gift of translation during the tribulation. Of course, tongues is something that God gives to people, which occasionally is used to speak to people in a language that we do not know, but they do know. And I've witnessed this before. It's not uncommon for God to do this. So, we're going to go on to this next revelation. And this was given to Vanessa Weeks on February the 15th, 2021, and also March the 2nd, 2021. The storm is heading Biden's way, was the title. King Trump is in by David's decree. You got that? King Trump is in by David's decree. And the storm is heading Biden's way. Let me say, there's a storm that's not totally against Biden and against the left. There's a storm that's coming that's also against the apostate church, which they're going to strike out against. So Vanessa said, On February the 15th, 2021, I had a dream in which I was reading 2 Timothy on my Kindle. And I looked up at the top of the screen, and there was a storm warning in orange going to red. The storm that the Lord is bringing through Trump and the Patriots against the deep state is increasing in strength and intensity, and will soon overtake and destroy the leftist Satanists and all their evil works. They will fight, but they will lose. And not before they have done some damage to what people consider the church. They consider the church. The consideration of the church is all wrong, as we know. The church is the called out ones. And by the way, Jesus called his out of the sheepfold of Judaism and out of the denominations of Judaism. But he called the come outers the church. Okay, so that's what the world doesn't know. They call everybody the church, you know. And the worldly church calls everybody the church, okay. But that's not true. You're not the church until you come out from among them and be separate. Because God is not into faction and divisiveness. He's not into all these things. Father, I pray that they may be one as we are one. And they shall be one flock with one shepherd. Yes. The words were also moving from the right to the left. I knew this meant a storm was coming to the Biden administration because they're left, right? Well, we know the prayers of the righteous man availeth much, right? Amen. And when I woke up, I read 2 Timothy, and what stuck out to me was 2 Timothy 2 and 4. No soldier on service entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enrolled him as a soldier. Do you understand? We are soldiers for the Lord, for the kingdom of God. Most are entangled in the affairs of this life, and they are not a soldier at all. They don't do any spiritual warfare against the enemy. They don't think they have any authority to do that. They just wait and watch and see what happens instead of making things happen, right? So we're soldiers in a spiritual battle, and it's very important that we stay focused on spiritual warfare at this time when most of the church is not going to do it and don't have the authority and the knowledge to do it. And we're not to be entangled in the distractions of the enemy, who is obviously trying to keep us from doing effective warfare against the forces of darkness. And they're currently trying to take over our country. They had it completely under control until God brought President Trump and the Patriots behind him to do warfare against them. Okay. Now, they're like Pharaoh coming to bring back under their authority what they lost, right? When Pharaoh was headed towards the Red Sea, right? So, then on March the 2nd, 2021, I had a vision as I was falling to sleep. I saw a black van laid on its right side in a pool of water. Well, that's interesting. Years ago, I knew a man who was an apostate. He was the head of a church. They had invited me to come and preach, and he just kind of felt dried up after I started preaching, and he kind of backed down, and I just kind of took over, kept on preaching. And the people really needed it desperately. But one of the sisters had a dream that he had run off the road and into the water in his van, and he was drowning. And I was out there trying to get the door open to save him, but I didn't. And that was actually came to pass. He didn't get saved. But I tried. Everybody deserves a chance, right? So she saw this black van on the right side in the water, which means the water was on the right, right? Well, Q is also always using the motto, from dark to light. Mm-hmm. In Luke 8 and 17, for nothing is hid that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light. Yes, from darkness to light. It's all going to be known. These people, they're going to be known. What they have done and who they are, they're going to be known. And they desperately don't want this to happen, because there will be no place for them to hide. Kamala Harris was face down in the water. And the water was on the right. Right? And I knew she had fallen out of the front passenger side. Joe Biden had fallen on his face, but was on top of her, and I knew he had fallen out of the driver's seat. They were both motionless. Well, they both fell in the water on the right. It's the right who are taking them down. We've had several dreams from Timothy Dixon that they were going to die. Right? I asked the Lord for a word about this vision, and especially why Biden fell on top of Kamala. And I received by faith at random 1 Kings 1 and 51. In context, 43 to 53. Okay. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah. Well, you recognize Adonijah. He was the usurper who took an office that wasn't his. Does that remind you of anybody? Verily, our Lord King David hath made Solomon king. Okay, David gave the decree to make Solomon, the wise man, king. The Davids order the wise man to be king, not the fool. Yeah. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the king's mule. That sound familiar? Like in Esther, you know, when they caused Mordecai to ride upon the king's white horse, right? And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon. And they are come up from thence rejoicing, so that the city rang again. And that's just a way of saying there is a celebration. I believe God's people around the world will rejoice when Trump, whose right it is to be the king, is put back in office. Actually, I know that he hasn't left, and a lot of people know that too. He's still in charge of the military, who's in control of anything that counts. And the rest is letting Biden show the whole world what happens when communists are in control. This is desperately needed. This is desperately needed. Because there are so many of our children that have gone to college and come out of there communists. And they don't realize it never works. It never works. Now they're getting a demonstration to prove it doesn't work. It's very needed. And the people who organized all this knew it. And this was planned. But it's going to be over directly. And this is the noise that you have heard. And also Solomon, which I believe is Trump here, the wise man, sitteth on the throne of the kingdom. Yep. Amen. Got this by faith at random, too. The usurper is taken out, and the rightful king is put in his place. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord King David, saying, Thy God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. Yeah. Verse 48. And also thus said the king, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who hath given one to sit on my throne this day, mine eyes even seeing it. And all the guests of Adonijah were afraid, because they were a part of the conspiracy to put Adonijah in office, the usurper. And these guests rose up and went every man his way. There's going to be a lot of people running, I'm telling you. And Adonijah feared because of Solomon. Yes, you know, I have to tell you that Biden would definitely be afraid of Trump when he comes back into office, because he is going to make war on them with the military. And he arose, that's the usurper, and went and caught hold of the horns of the altar. My goodness, so he wants some mercy, right? Who showed no mercy on his victims. He wants mercy. And Biden, the actor, because that's who that is. That's not the real Biden. He's already dead. But Biden, the actor, is about to realize that his mistake is very grave. And it was told Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah feareth King Solomon. For lo, he hath laid hold on the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon, Trump, swear unto me first that he will not slay his servant with the sword. And, listen to these words now. And Solomon said, If he shall show himself a worthy man, in other words, you got to prove you're worthy. That's going to be hard to do because the NSA has it all. It has it all. And they don't care if you're a clone. I think they've killed two Hillarys already, and there's one left. Okay, maybe they've gotten that one too, I don't know. They don't care if you're a clone, or you're a body double, or you're an actor. You're guilty. There shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. If he shows himself worthy, shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness be found in him, which I don't think will be a problem, he shall die. Yeah. By faith at random. So King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came and did obeisance to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, Go to thy house. Well, we know that later on, Adonijah requested one of the king of King David's concubines in a plot to usurp the throne of Solomon. And Solomon had him put to death for this. So he kept on trying his do his dirty work, right? And this is the symbolism of why Joe Biden was laying on top of Kamala Harris. He plotted to overthrow the rightful King Trump by using a woman, Kamala Harris. Okay, cool. Well, Father, she prays this prayer, Vanessa. Thank you that you have promised a storm to clean out the government, and I might add, the church. And thank you that you will remove the Biden usurpers and put your promised Trump leadership on the throne soon. In Jesus' name, she says, Amen. Isn't that cool? That is so awesome. Well, here's one. Timothy Dixon. And this is a portion of his revelation. We called it "The Handwriting is on the Wall." Biden's days are numbered. The axe is at the root. Amen. And that's Timothy Dixon. He got this on March the 24th, 2021. So, in this dream, I saw God. I saw a big room, and inside was like a big banquet hall. Well, I believe that this is a preparation for the beginning of the seven-year marriage feast, which is the tribulation, the 7 days. A marriage feast was 7 days. Well, that kind of fits with the revelation about the coming man-child, too. It's coming down the road, and here they're preparing for the seven-year marriage feast. And he says, "I seen Joe Biden standing in the middle of the hall. He was standing and was gazing at a big, big wall. And a hand came out of the heavens with a finger and started scribbling on the wall." That reminds you of anything? I would think so, yeah. "And it said, 'Tekel, Upharsin,' meaning, 'God has numbered thy kingdom, and he's finished.'" Yeah. Well, meaning, of course, that Biden is finished. All right. And this was, of course, spoken to the last king of Babylon when Cyrus was coming in the door the same night. Yeah. Oh, praise be to God. And by the way, you know, he gave a reward to Daniel the man-child and promoted him over the kingdom of Babylon. The same day Cyrus was coming in the door with his armies. Could that be a timing? Could there be a parallel? We've been talking about these parallels pulling up parallel to one another, you know, head to head. And that could be a sign right there. But Timothy goes on to say, "He's numbered your days." That's the king of Babylon's days. "God has counted them, and your days are numbered." Well, we know the king of Babylon is at least accepted publicly as Biden. Even though he is a fake, and he won a fake election, and he's in a fake White House, and he's a fake Biden. Everything about him is fake. And of course, all that's going to come out. And he said, "I've seen a hand writing on the wall. The time is drawing near. God has numbered the days. It won't be but a few. Just a short time before those donkeys are going to die in the streets." That's another revelation he got. "And the people that were sitting on the donkeys are going to pass with a heart attack because God is standing up in this hour." Well, he's referring to his dream of the Lion of Judah about a man and a woman sitting on donkeys, you know, the Democratic Party, in an alleyway, and the donkeys fell dead, praise be to God, as well as the man sitting on one of the donkeys who died of a heart attack. And we believe that these two represented Biden and Kamala Harris. Well, we also think that the Democratic Party is planning on replacing Biden with Kamala Harris. They might even kill Joe Biden to do it, because they got no problems with that. They want to put her in there because Biden is, of course, making very many embarrassing mistakes. They're thinking, oh, this is the best the Democratic Party has to offer? He said, I seen the finger of God. As Biden began to look at the finger, it said, you've been weighed in the balances and you've been found wanting. Your kingdom is going to be divided. So I've seen the hand will come in and I've seen death come in. Okay, and it did for the king of Babylon at that time when Cyrus came into office. Is that a parallel of giving us that timing? Probably so. I've seen the hand of God come in and number the days, and then their kingdom was divided because God had come and took him. That is Biden. Had come and took him. Wow. Well, you know, it was the end of the last king of Babylon's reign on that day when that vision of the hand writing on the wall happened. And Trump came in and Daniel was promoted. So Timothy goes on to say, there comes a time like when the Lord came to Hezekiah and told him that his days were numbered, and Hezekiah, the Bible said, turned his face to the wall and began to repent and pray, and the Lord added more years to his life because of his repentance. Yes, that's true. We're in an hour, he says, right now, of God's grace and mercy if we repent. If they repent, God will have mercy. God will have grace. But if we don't, God's going to put the axe to the root of the trees. Amen. Well, I pray too that a lot of God's people do repent and call upon Him. I know that they were very downcast when they saw Biden go in, at least for the picture tube. You know, they were downcast thinking, uh-oh, it's over. We have made a mess now, and this communist is in here, and he's going to destroy us, and so on and so forth. You know, but God had this plan to restore the fear of the Lord and to show people what communists are like. Okay? And that's what I began to see, that man with the axe. He began to see a man with an axe. As God's finger wrote on the wall, I seen Kamala and Nancy and the others running. And they were running so hard. There's that running. I seen them running and trying to get away from the hand of God. Yes. And the hand of God had just lowered the Euphrates so that they could go in under the bars, and then they went on either bank where the bars were unlocked, and so they came right into the city. And God said he was going to open that way in Isaiah 45, and he did. Who'd have thunk it? He goes on to say, I seen a man with an axe. As Biden began to walk out, he started trembling. Uh-oh. He was shaking and trembling in his knees from the word of the Lord in the hand. Other people began to see that hand, and they were trying to run for what was written on the wall. But everybody knew that their time had come. The time had come when God waved his hand. And I don't take God, but it doesn't take God but a second, he said. That's true. How awesome. And as they began to run from the hand, I seen a man walk down through a vineyard on the lawn of the White House. There were trees, and they were moving, and some of them, oh, they thought they were so pretty. And that man started coming down through there with an axe in his hand, and he started axing the trees, chopping them down, and bundling them. Okay, cutting them down. On the White House lawn. He said, the Lord's going to bring it to pass. He's going to do what he said. Don't you lose hope. Don't you give up. And don't you quit. I pray that the Lord blesses every one of you. It's not over. It's far from being over. Well, amen, Brother Timothy. That is so true. It's far from being over. And we haven't quite made it to the 4th of July, which, of course, is a symbol of our Independence Day, right? Now, here's another revelation. It was given to Amber Arney on March the 25th, 2021. The old man and his family are evicted. Evicted. I think that's what we just saw, right? Now we're seeing it in a little different parable. They're evicted. I dreamed there was a family unofficially renting two rooms in the front of my house. The two rooms were full of people, and they weren't quite right mentally. Oh. Well, we can attest to that. They're not quite right mentally. They were poor people, and they lived in fear and deference to the head of the family, the old man. Ooh, there's an old man ruling. The old man at the head of these mentally retarded people is Biden. The faction in the church also have an old man at the head. And, of course, everybody that has faction has the stupid demons, as we call them. They've become famous with us. One day, I looked out their window, which led to their dark sunroom, which also had a window in it. So they have a dark sunroom? If the light in thee be darkness, the Lord says, right? And that's what we're seeing here. Their light is darkness. Outside, there were birds of prey gathered, ready to attack some animal that the old man was putting outside. Being put outside. Right. They often turn on one another and sacrifice to demons, represented by the birds of prey, unwittingly, you know. He said, my eye wandered around the sunroom, and I saw a cat with dark skin lying on a table near the first window. This cat was near death. I would say the rebellion is almost over. This cat was near death. Its fur had been removed and its skinny tail broken. Well, the old man Biden's cat, representing his rebellion and self-will, but it's almost over. It looked pitiful as it lay there on its side. That reminds you of them too, laying on their side, right? Their van on its side, so on. And he said, or she said, I had originally said that the cat was lying on a table, but I think that perhaps it was lying on the top of a window unit, air conditioner. It was hard to tell by looking at it. Okay. I hated to see animals in pain, and I was horrified at the treatment of this cat, and I wanted to save it. Well, we won't be able to save most of these rebellious people, represented by the cat. It was walking in darkness, and bald, having no submission, and its tail that had helped it with balance had been broken. There's no balance there. They're crazy. So when the man went away, I looked around the room to see if I could find it, but it was missing. And I thought perhaps he had hidden it in the old white shed out back. And my thought is, he takes his rebellion with him wherever he goes. I must have gone away for a bit, because when I came back, the two rooms were empty. Uh-oh, eviction. There was no people or furniture. There was an old lady, and I asked her what happened. I thought that she was his wife, but I'm not sure. She told me that the police had come and taken them all away. And well, what we know is that justice is coming to the faction in the false government and the false church. And they will be evicted. We've seen both already, right? They will be evicted by the grace of God. That's your job, saints. Y'all pray and make sure it happens, right? What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven, right? So when God gives you a promise like this, it's time to go to work, right? You know, you shall decree a thing, and it shall come to pass, right? That's right. What about the cat? I asked. Do you think he hid it in the shed? I don't think so, she answered. He loved that cat. Yes, he does. Meaning that the old man wouldn't leave without the cat, right? Of course. And yes, they love their rebellious, stubborn ways more than God or obedience to his word, obviously. Yeah. Two black men walked into the center room. They must have sat down because one took my hand in greeting as I pulled him to his feet so that they could leave too. Well, that a girl. Thank you so much. Clean house. They were cheerful and knew that they couldn't stay. They went willingly. Afraid that they would be indicted too, probably. I noticed as they left that something wasn't quite right with these men either, and they had a funny, jilting walk. Well, if we resist the devil, he will flee. They can't stay when we give them a hand out the door. And we are, remember, his hands and his feet, right? Amen. The rooms that were left were void of furniture or garbage, but the walls were a little dusty from the dirty lifestyle of the people who left. I woke up with my heart pounding at the horrible image of the cat. I wondered if it were possible if I had been delivered of all those demons so easily, and I asked the Lord if it were so, and the song For This Purpose by Graham Kendrick began to play in my mind. And the lyrics go, "For this purpose Christ was revealed, to destroy all the works of the evil one. Christ in us has overcome. So with gladness we sing and welcome his kingdom in. Over sin, he has conquered. Hallelujah. He has conquered. Over death, victorious. Hallelujah. Victorious. Over sickness, he has triumphed. Hallelujah. He has triumphed. Jesus reigns over all. In the name of Jesus, we stand by the power of his blood. We now claim this ground. Satan has no authority here. Powers of darkness must flee, for Christ has the victory. And then the second song, may the word of my mouth. Yeah. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, my God. Amen. How do we find out what is pleasing in that regard? Well, we just read the word. We become familiar with the one who wrote the word. Amen. And Amber said, this is a reference to Psalm 19 and 14. And we're going to read here in context 7 through 14. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. Amen. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You know, all of these people were seeking after enjoyment in the flesh. And of course, they'll reap the rewards of hell if they haven't changed their mind. But there is a great reward and a great rejoicing and great satisfaction and enjoyment in following the Lord and being right with the Lord. They never knew this. They never knew this. They thought pleasing the flesh would be a good thing. But now they are as crazy as a bunch of loons. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the droppings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Clear thou me from hidden faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be clear from great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And you just stop and think about it. None of these people were as evil as they ended up. That's right. That the gospel had reached them early would have been an awesome thing. I saw some of them going in and out of churches, you know, when they were politicians. But they weren't churches that preached that kind of a message. They were, you know, apostate churches I saw them coming out of. And so on. So, here's another one Eve Brass received. Father ordered, clean up your house or be evicted. And Eve got this March the 15th, 2021. She said, I dreamed that Father had ordered the immediate cleanup of the left and right mobile homes located on the land in Texas that my dad, representing my Heavenly Father, had given me for an inheritance in real life. Well, we know that the Lord has used these mobile homes, these famous mobile homes, to depict the corporate apostate factious house of goats on the left and the corporate house of the sanctified righteous sheep on the right. That's where Jesus put the goats and the sheep, right? On the left and the right. And these two mobile homes, Eve said, are connected by a very large concrete patio that runs in between the entire length of the two mobile homes. In one of her dreams, she put a picture of it there, actually, when she was a child, and the two mobile homes and the patio in between. In this dream, further down is where all the wicked were congregated, on that patio, right? And she says the patio represents the outer court of the temple. Well, that's where the wicked and the apostates are spiritually until reprobated or regenerated or die by the plague, whatever, you know. Revelation 11, 1 and 2 says this, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and one said, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. And the court which is without the temple leave without, and measure it not. For it hath been given unto the nations." These are nations. The goyim, right? The lost. "It hath been given unto the nations, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Okay, so we see that this outer court is filled with the nations and those not living in the holy place, right? Because he measured the holy place and the holy of holies, right? And the beast will be given authority to trample these wicked and apostates in hope that they repent and be saved. Amen. When the dream started, I was inspecting the living room on the left side mobile home. It was like a large warehouse inside. Well, let me say that which leftists of both factions in government and church hold dear and valuable is junk and will bring God's wrath on them. Romans 2, 5 through 8 says, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up for thyself," that's what they got in this warehouse, "treasurest up for thyself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works. To them that by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious and obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation." I saw row after row of shelves of old junk that reached almost to the ceiling. Well, the waste and broken junk of their lives that should have been thrown out long ago represents their spiritual sinful baggage, right? The place was poorly lit, Eve said. In other words, they live in darkness. And everything was dingy and dusty, representing spirits and works of uncleanness. There were parts of old engines covered in old dried up oil. Well, this reminds you of the virgins whose oil ran out and were not even able to escort the bride and the groom to the marriage supper in heaven. And this, of course, this lack of good oil destroys engines, which are used to move our vessels forward, right? They had old, dusty cardboard boxes full of stuff. It looked like a hoarder's old garage. They never get rid of anything. It's junk. Not only has Father ordered the clean out of the factious apostate tares from among his wheat in the right mobile home, but all of their pollution and remnants of their sinful lives are to be moved off of the Father's land, just as the Canaanites were forced to leave the promised land. Philippians 3 and 18 says, "For many walk of whom I told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is perdition or destruction, whose God is the belly," yep, "the lusts of their flesh, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. They have no spiritual understanding or desire," right? "And this is the junk and the uncleanness of their lives." Romans 1:28-32 says this, "And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind." Reprobate means a rejected mind. "To do those things which are not fitting," as we know that faction people do, "being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the ordinance of God that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them. Yes, birds of a feather flock together." And they always do. But then God said that he was going to do that in the end of the age, at the time of the harvest. He was going to gather the tares into bundles to burn them. And this is a perfect description of both factions being evicted for all this junk that's in their house. "I heard Father's voice above and behind me say, 'Get all this cleaned out immediately. I won't stand for it anymore.'" Oh, praise God. Well, after I got this that night, it came to me that this is a threat of an eviction of the left of Christianity and the government. And that's from God's land, just like she said, her father's land that was her inheritance. They have to get off. That's a reprobation. Get off of Father's land. That's a total reprobation. For some, it could be permanent and symbolize reprobation. For others, hopefully not. Proverbs 2:21-22 says this, "For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it," meaning some are being kicked out. Not the upright, but the wicked. The next verse says, "But the wicked shall be cut off from the land." That's a reprobation. "And the treacherous shall be rooted out of it." Well, there's the rooting again. The axe is at the root of the trees. Because they do not bear fruit, they got to be cut down. When the man-child Jesus came, he was reprobating the apostates who refused to repent. And he said to his disciples, "To you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not given." Wow. Those mysteries of the kingdom were the life in Christ, the life of righteousness and purity, how to arrive at that which they, through the law, could never have arrived at. And even the laws of religion can never make you arrive at this. It has to be grace through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. He didn't give that gift to these people. He was fed up with these people. As he is today, the same people are still with us today. He is fed up with them, and he's evicting them. And this history is being repeated through the man-child in our day. And Eve said, I knew in the dream he was addressing some of these angels. But at the same time, I knew that I had a responsibility to help and to do my part. He expected all of us to do our parts. In one of my dreams, David, representing the David man-child reformers, was given angels to command. And they were sent to evict all the criminal entities in the government. And if you remember, they were hiding under their desks and in fear of what was coming. So, you know, we speak in agreement with the Word. And the angels are given authority this way. Psalm 103, 20 and 21 says, Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Now these are ministering spirits sent forth to do service for them that are heirs of salvation. Meaning these people speak the word of the Lord and they bring it to pass. The angels bring it to pass. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Amen. So God has got some power behind his eviction notice. He said once everything was cleared off of the shelves and thrown into the dumpster containers, Jesus, who always is at my right hand side, ushered me out the door of the left mobile home. So she was there just for the purpose of eviction. He took me on a tour throughout a carnival scene that was taking place on the patio in between the two mobile homes. Meaning, of course, among the wicked and the apostates in the world, right? It was so dark outside, except for the candles and dim strings of lights around each display booth. It all looked so evil, like Mardi Gras. And all the people were painted up with face and body paints. This reminds you a lot about today, doesn't it? And they had strange costumes with goat heads and horns. Each booth was an altar to Satan with all kinds of witchcraft and paraphernalia and skulls. They had painted their propaganda on their colorful graffiti on the outer walls of each mobile home. The patio represents the outer court of the temple. Their propaganda represents all the satanic lies and deceptions of the faction and false prophets, pastors in the apostate church, and the mainstream media who are deceiving people with their witchcraft lies and slander. Revelation 11, 1 and 2, once more. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and one said, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein, and the court which is without the temple, leave without, and measure it not, for it hath been given unto the nations. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. That's 3.5 years. So those in the outer court are being trampled by the beast. If the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men, Jesus said. It's good for nothing. Trampled under the feet of men. And now you see it's coming to pass in this text and in this eviction. After this, he took me outside on the other side of the right mobile home where the well house was. It was much bigger in the dream than it had been in real life. It was about the size of a large storage shed. The well had been broken down for many years. A well house is where the fresh water of the Word should be flowing out for the residents of the house. But in this case, an evil sheriff was in charge of it. Okay, in charge of the water, right? In charge of the Word, right? Who is it that's in charge of dispensing the Word, huh? Those who are in charge of dispensing the pure Word are falling away and can't feed the people. This is true. Because they love the world more than they love the Word. A man came out to greet us from the broken-down well house, dressed in a sheriff's uniform. He had oily black hair that hadn't been washed in a while. And when he smiled at us, he had a front tooth that looked like a black dragon or snake eye with a white slit for a pupil. Well, this reminds us that they are part of the dragon body of Revelation 12, as we've said so many times, because they're trying to devour the man, child, and the woman. And they try to do this in Revelation chapter 13, right? And the end of Revelation chapter 12. From the middle on of Revelation chapter 12 into 13, they're devouring the woman, attempting to. And this sheriff had been appointed to keep the law and order on the property by the Lord, but had fallen down on his job and become lazy and corrupt. The sheriff looked nervous when he came out to meet us and was wringing his hands together with a big grin on his face and that dragon eye and that dragon tooth looking at us. And, well, this sheriff, we believe, represents not only the corrupt apostate pastors and leaders over God's people, but also the corrupt government officials that have taken bribes and oppressed the poor and have allowed the governments in the church and in the world to dismantle the laws of God and man. They hate the Constitution and they hate the Bible too. The Lord began to require an accounting of the sheriff's job performance and questioned him about all the debauchery going on between the two mobile homes. The sheriff seemed very anxious and was trying to be all buddy-buddy with the Lord, but the Lord wasn't going for it and was about to punish the sheriff and kick him out of his position and off the land. Well, we know the Lord will drain the swamp of those whose job it was to enforce the law of God's word. He ordered the sheriff to go around to the patio and begin doing his job of cleaning out all of the wicked people from in between the two mobile homes. After this, I knew the sheriff would be out of a job. And Matthew 24, 42 through 51 came to mind, right? Watch therefore, for you know not on what day your Lord cometh. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore be ye also ready, for in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now we know when the Son of Man's coming, right? In an hour you think not. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has set over his household to give them their food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he will set him over all that he hath. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, My Lord tarrieth, and shall begin to beat his fellow servants, and shall eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he expecteth not, and in an hour when he knoweth not, and he shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. And then I woke up, and when I looked at my clock, it was 9:11 a.m. And 9:11 represents warning, emergency, danger, destruction, right? And the Lord is warning through this revelation here that it's repentance now or judgment. The eviction is on the way. He's already evicted the wicked from the church, and they have already gathered in bundles to be burned. And you can't convince them of that. They don't believe it. No matter how much you say it, they won't believe it. No matter how much proof, they won't believe it. No matter how many times the Lord speaks through dreams, visions, prophecies, the Word of God, they can't believe it. That's what reprobation is. They can't believe it. Well, we know that the faction by the deep state is trying to take down the righteous, but God is directing their wrath to take them down instead. Just as Pharaoh at the Red Sea, or Sennacherib at Jerusalem, or the three armies against Jehoshaphat at Jerusalem, etc. They all came to destroy the righteous, but were themselves destroyed instead. God's going to see to it. He'll let them take out the wicked, the wicked that are ruling over God's people in their Babylonish religions. He'll let them do that. He's sending them to do that. They're going to do that. But also, both of those entities will be destroyed. And the glory of the Lord is going to be seen by the whole world at our Red Sea. The fear and respect of the Lord will be on many from among the nations. And individuals in these dreams represent corporate bodies of people around the world. Well, Father, we know that your word is true. And you tell us in your word about dreams and visions that in the latter days we will have them, and we are having them. And they are so confirming one another. We know it's your word. And as you told Job, you know, you speak to people to keep them back from the pit in dreams and visions. But they don't listen. They don't pay attention. Jesus spoke in parables so that the righteous could get the understanding of it and the wicked would not. To you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them it is not. He was talking about their leadership, for goodness sake. You know, They had been reprobated, rejected. They weren't going to receive the words that give the grace to put people in the kingdom. Well, Lord, we know you know what you're doing. We pray for all of your elect, all of your chosen from the foundation of the world. We know that many are called and few are chosen. And that's, of course, proven in your parable of the sower, where you sowed the seed of the word of God in the hearts of four different kinds of people. And three of them bore no fruit. Like many sitting on church pews today, they bore no fruit of Jesus Christ. But the seed was his word, and his word brings us into his image. And they don't even know that. They've never been told that. They've never been even understood that this is an opportunity. But one out of the four bore fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And that's the fruit of Christ and his works. He said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also." And they ignore that to create their own dead religions. They ignore the word of God. They don't understand. We were ordained to be filled with the Spirit of God and go forth and do the works of Jesus Christ. This is what we've been called to do. And of course, we're going to be attacked. We're going to be hated by the faction, just as everybody through the Bible who ever knew God was. It's history repeated. It's happening today. Judas was full of faction, offended at Jesus, and a thief and a liar. And there are many Judases today, many sons of perdition that go forth and are spiritually his children. So, Lord, we just ask you in Jesus' name, we ask that you do a quick work, that you clean up the church, drain the swamp, and that you clean up the people of God. And, you know, when Eve cleaned out the left mobile home, the Lord then took her to the right mobile home, and there was only a little bit left, a small portion left, and the Lord was very happy about that. And Lord, we just thank you for that wonderful miracle and what you're doing in your people. They're almost cleaned up. And we thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And we appreciate you so much. We ask the Lord to bless you and draw you unto himself and manifest his Son in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, good night, saints, and God bless you.